Do I need a life coach? You're listening to episode 88 with Rhiannon Bush. Welcome to the Do I Need a Life Coach podcast. We're here to discuss the ins and outs of the life coaching industry and give you tools to use to see for yourself. I'm your host, Rhiannon Bush, mother, management consultant, and a passionate, certified life coach. Well, hello, my friends. How are you this week? I hope you are having a great one. I'm just always in love with how much kindness I feel there is in the world. I really, truly believe that us as humans are genuinely kind people and we want kindness and respect and love from one another. And obviously, there's a real dark side to that, but you know, I took my kids to get hair cuts the other day, sounds really funny, but the kindness that they were shown and the love and the attention was just really, really noticed. And I appreciated it so much, especially because, yeah, my children were a little bit, afraid, I think, of the equipment, and it was a very new experience for them. So for them to have had such attentiveness and care from the people in that salon were just, yeah, it was really, really nice. And I've had many instances that I can recall where I experienced kindness from people that was not necessarily warranted, or, you know, they went actively out of their way to help me. And I just really appreciate it. So if you're someone that likes to do that for someone else or other people, it matters. It really, it does. And so keep doing it. Keep complimenting people. Keep helping and lending a hand if you see somebody struggling with something, because, you know, those little acts of kindness make a massive difference. So thank you if you're one of those people. Sometimes you've just had enough. And I had an experience with this with my kids recently. So, you know, they're young and they require my time. And while on the other hand, I love that, we're very close, I love taking care of them, there are also certain days when I really desperately need some time for me. And if I haven't had that time, or I don't take that time, I get to a point where I've just had enough. Parenting can be a little bit harder to skip out on than other things. And it happens in very different circumstances and for many different reasons. But sometimes there's just this thought of, I've just had enough and I don't want to work, parent, adult, gym, socialize today, or whatever your version of that is. And I genuinely think that, you know, it's pretty normal. It's pretty normal to get to a point where you're like, oh, enough, enough, enough. I just need everything to stop. And it's okay to feel like that. But you also need to understand, I think we all need to understand and keep an eye on the fact that if it gets to a point where it's too much and we're feeling that there's a fairly consistent feeling over a longer period of time, that there may be something more sitting underneath the surface, and this really needs to be addressed. I find myself a lot of the time being in what I call the I care zone. And the I care zone is quite a dangerous place to be, because when you're in the I care zone, you're not unhappy enough to change anything, but you're not happy enough really to give it everything you've got and really commit and stick it out and see it through. And it's problematic for two reasons. The first is that it's meeting your needs on some level. It's this kind of gray area that's undefined and stagnant. It's meeting some of your needs to some extent, so it's good enough. You're doing okay, but it's not riveting or challenging you in a way that's exciting or meaningful. And it's also not moving you forward to where you want to be. And, you know, time can sometimes feel like it's of the essence, my friends. You know, sometimes it's like, wow, life is flying by. Or I saw someone's photo the other day and I just thought, wow, the last time I saw them, they were significantly more youthful and energetic and vibrant. And I mean, that might be to do with what they've got going on in their home lives, but it just, the contrast was massive. And then I thought, oh, how long's it been since I've seen them? And I realized, like, actually it was quite a while. So that's just, you know, we don't want to waste time and waste our lives, because there's no point. And the sooner you make a move in a different direction, the sooner you'll get the lessons you need and the confirmation that you're in the right place, or you're not, and then you can get to pivot or change or continue. And the needs that I'm referring to around being in the eye care zone and that I'm talking about, they're from the work that I've studied by Tony Robbins. And there are six core needs that really drive our behavior and our choices. The first is certainty and variety. So that need for security, stability, predictability. We want to feel certain about our basic needs being met. So think Maslow's hierarchy. And to have a level of control in our lives over our environments. So while some of us need that diversity, change, and excitement, a lot of us can't get to enjoy diversity and change if we don't have the certainty underlying it that provides that stability. I love variety. It offers stimulation and challenges. You know, it keeps me living a really interesting and engaged life, but I also know I have certain needs that are consistent and provide stability to enjoy that variety. The second two needs that Tony Robbins talks about is significance and connection or love, and the desire to feel unique, important and special is our need for significance. And we need to have a sense of meaning and purpose to stand out in some way and be recognized for our individuality, our contributions, and yet we also need our social connections and relationships and love to be accepted and to feel safe. So this involves both giving and receiving love, forming meaningful connections with others and feeling that sense of belonging. So we need both. Different amounts of both, depending on who you are and all the other things, but we definitely need both of those. And the third need is spirituality. So it's growth and contribution, the need for both. And this is, you know, that emotional development piece. We strive to grow, to learn and expand our capabilities and seeking improvement and a deeper understanding of ourselves. So hence why you're listening to this podcast, for instance. And we also need to contribute. We have a natural desire to give back, be kind, contribute, and make a positive impact. And this need involves going beyond personal concerns to contribute to one another, our community, and to society as a whole. So these needs influence our behavior and our decision making. And when we're in the, you know, the eye care zone, these needs are being met on some level enough to make us okay to stay. The second reason staying in the eye care zone is somewhat dangerous is that it's meeting your needs to some extent. It's preventing you from doing and trying new things. And those new things may be the whole reason you exist, the whole reason you were put on this earth and exploring the things that light you up and things that you are truly great at, the things that enable you to contribute to others to the most maximum capacity you have within you and discover what's truly fulfilling for you. What's going to make your life amazing, what you've been put on this earth to achieve. It's really funny. In my corporate life, I'm surrounded by incredibly smart people, often smarter than me. They are so, so clever. And yet I know that the most senior of my colleagues, the ones that are the cleverest, who have really profound experience and bring so much value and order and structure and propulsion to the projects that they deliver, are also the ones that want the most to do the fluff, to do the people engagement, to make sure that the people are looked after, that the people in organizations are put first. And it's so refreshing because they get it. They actually understand the importance of putting people first. And while technical skill is amazing, it's not as important as engaging the team and being kind and understanding and having a strong culture and a culture of trust and all the things that actually make the technical skill succeed. So it's just incredible to actually see that even people that I look at and go, wow, they are incredibly smart, way smarter than me. And you listen to them speak and I can barely understand what they're saying, but even they want to do the fluff. What we call fluff in corporate is like leadership development and change management and culture, developing good corporate culture, because the people are centered around that and the people are what matter in that. I've spoken a little bit about hustle before. There is a real hustle culture, particularly amongst entrepreneurs and business owners. And I don't necessarily agree with hustle culture. But there are certain times in your life when you need to put your head down and you need to work really hard and you need to work fairly intensely to get things done. But there are other times, most of the times in life, where things need to breathe. there are times, you know, things need the space and the balance, because not only have you got to sustain what it is that you're doing and where you're going, which means you need to remain healthy and to an extent enjoy what it is that you're doing. You need to meet those needs that I spoke about in what you're doing. Otherwise, you get to the other side feeling like, well, what did I just bother doing all of this for? So enjoying what you're doing as much as possible, like let's give it Parado 80% of the time, is, you know, in my opinion, it's really important. And I think you're better at it and more productive and happier across many other areas of your life as a human, and you're healthier if you have a level of enjoyment and fulfillment in what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So when you're feeling like you're not in that zone, if you've just had enough and you want to check out, and then you start to look for the nearest chocolate bar or wine or poker machine or porn site or whatever it is that gives you that instant gratification to feel good and to temporarily run away from whatever it is that you're experiencing, you know, there's a bit of a process that you can run through. The first thing is to identify that what you've been feeling, whether it's been lasting for a long time or if it's new, or if it's been something you've only recently discovered, is it something that's been there for a long time but you just haven't been paying attention? Is it a feeling that you had recently, and is it having a negative impact on multiple areas of your life? I know that I'm very, very content and satisfied with what I'm doing each day when I put my head on the pillow of a night and I'm like, oh, wow, I feel good. I feel like I've worked really hard and I'm exhausted and I feel really good. That makes me happy. I see the challenge in that and I feel satisfied with it. I also know that there are times when that threshold is crossed from challenging to stressful and it's all too much. And that's usually when I try to run away. I will do things like indulge in a movie or a Netflix series way too late at night, or I will start drinking and eating a lot. I have my own little triggers that I pay attention to, and I know when I start to do that, that I'm going down a rabbit hole that I need to stop and pull myself back out of. It's no longer fun. It's no longer satisfying and challenging, and I try to escape. And there are times when I'm trying to escape and I'm aware that that's what I'm doing, and I don't let it bother me too much, and I just allow myself to ride that wave. Sometimes I feel the need to not be so hard on myself and just to chill out a bit, you know, happy days. But when it's not okay and it's long lasting and it has an ongoing impact and it starts to affect me on multiple levels, that's when I need to stop and just actually reassess what I'm doing and what I can change to make it better. I remember a few years ago now, I was not in a good place at all. I'd put on a lot of weight. It was probably over a 6-month period. And not that that was a big deal. I know how to lose weight, so that was fine. But I'd put on a lot of weight and I knew at the time that I was eating a lot more than I had been. I knew exactly what I was doing and I knew exactly why I was doing it. I was eating a lot of sugar, a lot of bad food, a lot of alcohol, as in wine. I love wine. But I was so exhausted. I was stressed. And it wasn't necessarily what I was doing that was causing me that stress in the day. It was dealing with the politics and the interpersonal relationships that surrounded those, you know, those tasks and that environment. And I just couldn't stop myself to be really like blame game about it. I knew what I was doing. I knew what was going on. And I just was in that place and I just indulged in it. And I remember that time in my life very clearly. And eventually I was able to take a few weeks off. And when I went away, I could analyze it and I could reset. And then I was able to make a plan for leaving that environment. And I was able to identify what changes I could make to deal in that environment until I was able to transition out of it. Because really, I never want to treat my body badly. And I also don't want to be able to recognize what it is that I'm doing without making a change to fix things. And that's what I was saying before when I was saying life is short or that time is of the essence, because I could have stayed in that place and I could have kept going down that rabbit hole. But because I knew what I was going through, I was like, okay, we need to stop and something needs to change here. And I was able to do that and have been much happier since leaving that environment. I've barely thought about it since because it just was not serving me. But before this particular time, I didn't have the awareness or the maturity to identify what was going on and teach myself how to deal with it. I couldn't implement anything. Before this, I would have kept going. or I would have just up and left the environment altogether. I did eventually, but I didn't do it from a place of negativity. By the time I left, I felt in control. But before that experience, I would have just walked away and I would have done it in spite and I wouldn't have got the lessons that I needed. It was a process. Eating and drinking my feelings was sometimes, you know, I was happy to do that every now and again, and I still am. And, you know, you have a bad day, a bad week, and you think, oh, I just want to feel better. And whatever that might look like, and you do it, and that's okay for a week or two. But then when it happens more and more, I found out that, you know, I was doing it, and then it was 6 months, and then I quote, open quote, all of a sudden, I put on a lot of weight and I wasn't happy. And that made everything worse because energetically I was suffering because I was tired. My sleep patterns were disturbed. Because, you know, what I was putting in my body and what, you know, my body was going through, it just required so much more energy than what it had before. Plus the work that was already stressful and all of that. So it just compounded and it became this really self-deprecating cycle and it just got worse and worse until I was able to take a break and get my metaphorical SHIT together. So when I'm healthy and I'm feeling good, things are on the up and up. But when I'm tired and unhappy, things are just worse and worse. They compound. And that's a very, very similar story to a client that I've worked with recently. So we transferred something that was bad in one part of her life across to the others. And it just enhanced everything until she didn't know what to do first. She didn't know where to fix something first. Yeah, it was just really interesting to listen to her because I tried to get her to tell me about a time when she was feeling really, really great. And what we noticed is that when she was feeling good, she'd transferred that good over every other element of her life. And so we were able to kind of map the two together and go, have all of the areas of your life changed or has one specifically? And when she was able to identify one specifically, then she could actually see which part of her life it was that needed to be changed. It's important to remain aware and to see and understand what is going on for you, whether you're paying attention to the good stuff or the bad and what it's really about for you or external to you. Is it something you control? Is it something that you can't control? What's going on for you and where can you draw the line? What lines can you draw? And then what are your priorities? Your values are also important because there will be certain things you are willing to change and certain things you are not, depending on the needs that you're trying to meet. So sometimes we'll work harder at making ourselves perform better in a situation because the situation is important to us, but for others we won't. For instance, if your job is making you unhappy, but you assess it and realize that the work itself is enjoyable, the people you work with are great, it's just you have a nuisance client or two, then you're probably more willing to work at compartmentalizing the way you feel about that client instead of just up and leaving that role altogether. If you have a beautiful friendship group and you really feel valued and loved by those people, but there's one or two within that group that you don't feel as close to, you're likely to stay because you care about those people that treat you well and do your best to ignore and avoid those that don't. But if it's the majority of the group and you get to a place where you feel unloved and unvalued within that group, you may decide you don't care enough about the good ones in that group and find new friends to spend your time with. It all comes down to your needs and values and to what degree. If you're the common denominator in similar environments you've moved throughout in your life and things aren't improving, maybe it's time to hold up a mirror. Maybe there are things that you need to work on to be happier in those environments and to be happier within yourself at the same time. The key to identifying this is if it keeps happening, you keep attracting emotionally unavailable men, you keep working for narcissists, you keep feeling like the odd one out in your friendship group, then that's where some deep work needs to be done around why that's happening, what's going on, and what you want instead. Definitely see a coach. Call me if you're one of those. Make things work for you. Do that in a way that is, you know, the most invigorating and exciting. One life. This is no dress rehearsal. And that feeds your growth and it aligns to your goals. And do things that make you feel better about yourself every single day. Make yourself proud of the person that you are and who you are becoming. That might be a new environment with new friends or a new job. That might be keeping everything exactly the same and doing some deep inner work to see if that changes things in a longer term, more sustainable way to meet your needs and your values. Do a thorough assessment and make sure that meeting your needs is a priority and in the fullest of ways. Protect your energy, your health, and your spirit, because your spirit is your essence, and things that make you you is so worth protecting. Sometimes we just need to be really aware of the balance we have, whether it's more heavily weighted internally or externally, and we do a thorough assessment of things we can and are willing to change, or at the very least try, before we make a drastic, strategic, and conscious change. I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for joining me on this insightful journey today. If you've resonated with what we've discussed and feel inspired to make positive changes in your life, I'm here to support you. Remember, your transformation begins with a single step. If you're ready to take that step and explore the possibilities of working with a life coach, visit my website at www.rhiannonbush.com. There, you'll find more information about my coaching programs and how we can collaborate to achieve your goals. Your journey to a more fulfilling life starts now, so reach out today and let's create the life you dream about. Until next time, take care and keep moving forward.